Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Yesterday we were saying we thought the story about the removalist from New South Wales didn't sound quite right.
Lacked a bit of detail.
Some more news has come out, Ruth.
Yes, that's right. They did call into the Tailem Bend service station there between 5:39 and 6:24 to be precise. But if you were there between 5:20 and 7 p.m. on July the 9th, you are meant to be isolating and getting tested.
Yep.
There's 32 close contacts in that time frame that are in isolation, and they're checking on another 44 at this stage. So there's a service station and a little food thing next called the is it Cooler Bar Tree, I think it was.
Yep. Been there many times.
Have you?
Yeah. Stopped there a lot. Well,
on the way to Melbourne.
Usually, yeah, if you go, I remember the last time I went to Robe, for example, it's always a good stop. You're about 45 to an hour out of Adelaide. Let's stop and have a quick coffee and a quick wee.
Yep, so one of the guys sat in the truck. He was a one of the removalists sat in the truck. He didn't get out because he was close to the one that had already tested positive.
Yeah, they watched the stash. I mean, watched the furniture.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah. And the other two went in there with masks on. So fingers crossed it hasn't got
it's
out.
It's all safe, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be good.
Hey, remember earlier in the year, Google was in the news. Remember here in Australia, all of a sudden, the news services were saying, we want you to start paying for all of the news. Do you remember that story?
Yes, I do.
And in the end, they did do an agreement. I remember with the Seven Network, for example, they paid a lot of money in News Corp. Yeah. Turns out now, overnight, they've been fined $790 million, Google, in France. Same argument. And the French government, in the end, have said, we've run out of patience.
Who fined them?
The government. They said, you haven't done the deals with the news agencies here that we asked you to do. So we're fining you. Now, the reason I raise this, $790 million, we know that Google has got an endless supply of money, but how endless is it? If every country, as we did, now France have done it, if every country lines up and says, right, you're going to have to pay, is that the end of Google?
It's the end of Google as it is today, that's for sure. There'll be no, free Googling.
Yeah, well, that's right. We might have to pay for the service. Or I don't know.
Oh,
but I'm just saying,
we'll have to get the money back somehow.
If one country says, $790 million, it's going to add up pretty quick.
There's a lot of countries that use Google.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, do the sums there.
Now, Roo, I want to say a very good morning to our friends, the North Adelaide residents, okay? And over in recent times.
Your in-laws.
My in-laws. Good morning, Ross and Sadie. retired surgeon and all their friends up there in North Adelaide. As you know, over time, in recent, concerts at Adelaide Oval are too loud. The Crows can't move to the Aquatic Centre. The Adelaide Oval Hotel, they didn't want
Retractable lights.
Retractable lights. PAC building their club rooms for the footy club.
Has been approved.
The Lacornu site, they don't like that. That's happening up there. Well, I got some news for you, North Adelaide residents. There's a male strip show coming to the Parklands.
Yee-hee.
Magic Mike, it's called. Have you heard about this?
Yes, this sounds
good. What are the residents up there going to say about this?
So where's this strip show going to be?
Benytham Park.
Wow.
In the Parklands.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big international success.
There's going to be a few old blokes just saying to the wife, I'm just going to go and walk the dog.
Unbelievable. So, Magic Mike is on its way to Adelaide, and Alice has already told us this morning, she said it's a very, very good
show. Is this for women?
Oh, yeah, the women will be
well,
working.
Well, there's a few of those.
There still might be a few blokes.
Yeah, they'll be walking their poodles, the ladies of North Adelaide.
They'll
be putting the lippy on and heading out with the dog.
Yes, nice.
Yes.
Right,
we'll I'm just going to get the milk, love.
That was a long milk.
Male strip show.
Yes, look forward to that. And a bit of news in Tasmania, a very, very well-known tourist attraction down there. I haven't been to Tassie much, Dits, for tourism, but I think I would be suited at this joint. It's a Tasmanian museum called the Poozeum.
Excuse me?
That's right. It's dedicated to all things poo.
No.
Yes.
Who would go and see that?
People who love poo. And they erected a sign out the front without council approval. So they've been in a bit of a blue.
They've been in the poo.
With the council. What?
They've been in the poo.
They've been in the poo about a sign. And they've got it all cleared. And now the boss of the Poozeum said, now I can go back to doing my job, which is talking about all things poo, which
fantastic.
Is not taboo.
Fantastic. Oh, hello on this Wednesday morning. Rudy, did you get the chance to catch up with Phil yesterday?
Phil on the front page, Phil.
Phil on the front page.
Promoter faces the music, Phil.
That's him.
Yeah, didn't quite make it down to the courthouse, but got adjourned, so he'll be back in a couple of weeks. Thanks,
Dits. All right. I won't ask you any more questions.
You can ask me anything you like.
And you can tell
Yeah. Yeah, I did like the headline on, what, page three or whatever it is, Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies.
Yeah.
Now,
I
thought it was all legit and up front. You were promoting, you were part of the promotion of Elton John coming to Australia.
Well, I helped fund it.
But did he have the rights to it or not?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't know, and I don't think the court knows, and I think we will find out in a couple of weeks. But, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, front page Phil. He's got a new name.
That's his new name. Righto. Now, Roo, I want to talk about flying to space because, as you know, Richard Branson was the first up last week. Well, he's not the first to go to space, but, you know, amongst the billionaires.
For tourism.
For tourism. He wants to take people up there. Anyway, our young producer here, Tom, actually rang through to the booking service.
Really?
Yeah, he's tried to book a seat on the next flight.
Okay.
Welcome to Virgin Galactic. We are offering you the chance to fly to space for just $99.
$99? How can it be so cheap?
This is an airline, sir. There will be a few additional charges and fees.
Oh, like what?
Baggage allowance, $50,000.
What?
And would you like to choose your seat, sir?
Yeah.
Ooh, fancy. That's another $15,000, I'm afraid.
This is ridiculous.
Would you like the chicken wrap and a tiny can of VB?
Yes, I might get hungry in space.
$10,000.
$10,000?
Would you like the in-flight entertainment, sir?
I suppose.
$30,000. And we only have Apollo 13 showing.
Great. Mm.
Right, now, sir, would you like to carbon offset your space flight?
Yeah, that seems like the responsible thing to do.
$50,000.
What?
You'll also be requiring our $20,000 insurance plan.
Insurance?
Yes, it covers against asteroids, alien probes, black holes, or burning up upon re-entry.
I'll give you a re-entry.
Fantastic. Paying by credit card, sir?
Yes, I suppose.
Credit card fee is $39,000.
Oh, for f***ing sake.
Thank you for flying Virgin Galactic, sir, where the prices are out of this world.
There you go. And that's where your ticket's $300,000. Monday morning, we reported that Richard Branson and Virgin have beaten Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk in the race of the billionaires to get to outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking the question, Roo, why? Now, I don't want to be negative. There are many, many people in the world that are really interested in this and would want to do it. But when you think about it, now, I'll go back to 1969 when Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. Have you seen the vision of that?
No, a little bit.
Yeah, we've seen it many, many times. Now, it's one of the greatest achievements in our lifetime to send astronauts into outer space. It was an 8-day mission, and they landed on the moon. But the vision is very underwhelming, isn't it? When you think, I mean, it's brilliant that you go, God, he's on the moon. That's incredible. We've done that. But have you seen, there's not much there.
Well, they just jump around and...
So I'm going to pay $300,000 to go and look at, right, he's walking along, it looks like white dirt or something, but there's nothing there.
But it's a big achievement, isn't it?
A huge achievement, big achievement.
Isn't that what they're after?
Yeah, but I think...
Being the first to do it?
Yeah, but a superpower like the United States should do things like that to explore. But for the rest of us to pay $300,000 to sit on a plane or some sort of craft, as Richard Branson did the other day, and just shoot up into the sky... And then we'll do a U-turn and come back. I don't know. I don't know if it's all that, what it's cracked up to
be. Do we think Richard liked it?
Let's have a listen to Richard.
Honestly, nothing could prepare you for the view of Earth from space. The whole thing was just magical.
You've dreamed of this all your life. You've chased it for 20 years. Are you ready to go back?
I'd go back this afternoon. I just loved every aspect of today. But, you know, if you had the choice, one day I might just sit in the seat and gaze back at our Earth and do nothing more than that.
So you sit in the seat, you pay
$300,000.
No, not calling
him
a liar.
He said it was magical.
Well, $300,000. And I don't know if it's about the money or not, but I'm just like, I guess if you offered it to me for free, I'd go, yeah, all right, I'll go and have a look. But I don't know. You don't get out of the plane. You don't get out of the aircraft or whatever it is. And you get a good view out of the window. And I'm told as well, because as you know, I'm a bit strange about going to the toilet. It's very, very difficult to go to the dunny, apparently. No, it is. It is. You've got to sit on a special seat and it has to suck the gear
out
of you.
They were up and down within a half a day, though, weren't they, or something? How long did it take for this trip?
Yeah, not long.
So you can hold your poo for half a day, can't you?
I just keep looking at the Neil Armstrong vision going, good on you. You did it. We've achieved it. We went to the moon, but there was nothing there.
Why? What is the fascination with everyone going there? Is it to live there one day or what?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
Because they talk about minerals and mining and all that sort of stuff, but how the hell are you going to do that?
Mm.
See, I don't look into this. I don't study it. I don't
spend any time at all thinking about
your very point right now.
I lay awake thinking about these things, and it's a waste of time. and a waste of money.
But is it just to prove a point, or is it to just be the first, or are they thinking maybe one day we might decide to live up there?
Three billionaires just saying, I've got a bigger wang than you have. I don't know. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, but the countries have done it before. So why?
No, but that was about exploration.
Yeah, exploring what?
Well, just, I guess, to see what was out there, and we found out there was nothing out there. No, but scientists do experiments.
Scientists now be...
No, they do experiments about the gases that are up there, and we learn about weightlessness and things like that. Maybe there are very important experiments for governments to do from a scientific point of view, but pointless.
You're saying space tourism is a waste of time.
Waste of money. Do not spend your cash. I'm serious.
Well, he just said it was magical.
Yeah, but he's trying to sell
Branson, he's been one of the most clever, successful people.
Fill his planes. That's what he's trying to do.
Well, he is. Yeah, that's a good point. He could be trying to fill his planes.
Overrated.
I'm putting this in the kill all sharks. What good do they do on this planet?
Thank you.
File.
Yeah. That's it.
All right.
All right. Good. I know. I feel like a punching bag.
No, but this wasn't meant to be like a serious prank. I know we've done a lot of pranks on you before. It wasn't meant to be like that, Dits, but you just took the hook and ran with it. So yesterday, Tuesdays, we record the Bump podcast, which is about footy.
Yep.
And Jars and Bernie and Anthony Lehman join us, and we have a bit of fun. And one of our topics yesterday was just covering off that the AFL general manager of football, Stephen Hocking, who Dits doesn't like at all, not one little bit.
Yeah.
We had to talk about it, so I thought I would say to Jared, should we get someone from the office to make out there's someone from the AFL house who Dits has heard of, but probably doesn't know his voice, to say what a fantastic job Stephen Hocking's done and how hard it's going to be to replace him and just put a bit of a cockle on the hook and just see how Dits reacted to it. Well, it's fair to say he swallowed the hook and will never be retrieved from his guts. Let's have a listen to Dits fall for this. Let's have a listen to what Andrew Dillon from the AFL said.
You know, it's even speeding up the game with a man on the mark a little more. I think we can all agree the game, honestly, has never looked better.
Oh, that's the stupidest comment.
Hey, mate, that's Andrew Dillon.
The game has never looked better. What are you watching, Andrew Dillon? What fair dinkum are you watching?
What about the game last night, North Melbourne and the Eagles? Wonderful game to watch. Free-flowing, fast
footy.
Yeah,
we can pluck the odd game. There's always been crap games. There's always been good games. He thinks it's the best it's ever looked. What? Sack him now.
Scoring's up.
Don't let him take over the job.
Scoring's up.
Hang on.
There's going to be no one at the AFL.
So, what are your... give us your top three issues.
Yeah,
because there must be 100.
What's
give us your top three issues with Hocking.
His name,
everything he's touched. No, everything. The tribunals are a disgrace. It's a farce. We never know. It's the most inconsistent thing I've ever seen. The stand rule is embarrassing. That's an embarrassment. When you have to manufacture rules like that, that is absolutely embarrassing.
But Andrew Dillon, who spends his life looking at these things, has just told us that the game, it's the best the game's ever looked.
They have to say that. They've got to sell the dream.
Mm.
It's not the best it's ever looked. There's no way in the world. What do you? Throw back at you. What do you like about the game at the moment?
You know what? I do like the standing on the mark rule because the ball moves a little more freely.
Yeah,
doesn't
two goals, nine. The Crows kicked with it. That's how good it is.
I don't think it was the rules that helped the Crows. Now,
that's free flowing.
Just so you know,
just calm down.
That wasn't Andrew Dillon. That was one of our sales reps.
You've been pranked, Logs. You've been pranked. Give me a break.
Yeah, that was a cut-down version of Andrew Dillon at the start. But Mel, do you reckon he took the bait there?
Hook, line, sinker. Got a bully in case Tits.
If you want to listen to the Bump, it is a great half an hour of footy talk. We have a lot of fun. We talk about all the hard-hitting issues as well. Just go to the listener app, search Ruin Dits, the bloke we just pranked, and listen to the Bump. It's a great podcast.
Not far out. Well done, by the way, Roo. Too good.
Dits, not sure. I know you've opened your own gym and you're just fully focused on any time ditness up there in Harndorf.
It's taken right off.
Well, could be a big payday coming for you in the future if you just, you know, keep tweaking it and you know, become something a little bit different to the normal gym. I like a couple of our, what would I call them, celebrity fitness couple in Adelaide that have now broken up, Kayla and Toby. Have got a business, Ditz, that they've just sold for $400 million.
Excuse me?
On Instagram. They've got an app now that's been bought out by a US software giant, iFit Health and Fitness. $400 million. Now, we knew they'd been doing some great things in this space, but I don't think anyone realised that their business was worth $400 million until...
That's incredible. Now, Roo... So many people do online fitness. Like, if you Google this one, I've tried to do different weight loss things over the years, as you know, and Alice does them. We all do them. And you, there's that many people out there. So why is it? And I'm wrapped in this, by the way. Why is this Adelaide couple so good at
it? Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly what they do and why theirs is different from all the others. Yeah. But $400 million is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Like, you have to make a lot to justify paying that as well.
But you know what I'm saying? If you Googled, I want to do a bit of fitness or, you know, there's a million of them that come up.
That's right.
So somehow they've marketed themselves incredibly well.
That's
and
right.
And cornered that market.
Yep, or they're doing something better than everyone else. But, yeah, not too many young South Australians sell out for $400 million. You can check her out on page three.
Amazing.
For Kayla, she's on page three, $400 million. And Toby, well, they'll be having a sleep in today, I reckon.
And you say they've split up, so they'll just take $200 million each.
Yeah.
God, hell.
You split it down the middle, wouldn't
you? Yeah, bloody hell.
It's Ruin, Ditz and Alice for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
What's happened to you recently?
Well, this is actually a weird one because normally I'm in here having fun and laughing and stuff, but this was actually really bad and I did not have a good time.
You're getting serious on us?
Not that serious. Okay. Like, I'm still fun, but it was a bit crap when it happened to me. It was a couple months ago now and I had met this guy and we hit it off, but he was from Sydney. So... then we just kept talking. We'd FaceTime every night for like an hour. We'd speak on the phone a lot. And he was pretty into me. And
spoke
I was quite
to him for
into
an
him.
Hour on the phone every night.
Nearly every night. Yep.
That's intense.
Yep. And my best mate had just moved to Sydney. So I thought after a couple of weeks, I'll fly over and see him. I'll see what it's like, what the vibe is like. So went over. We had a fantastic weekend together. All got along really well. We were just, you know, those, you just connect. We connected. We got, we were vibing. And then a few months later, so then it was like another month and I went over again. So I've now been to Sydney twice to see him.
Yep.
And each time it was just great. We had really fun weekends, genuinely laughed, no awkwardness, just got along like a house on fire.
Right.
All good. Kept talking nearly every night on the phone and then he was coming over for a weekend.
When did he come over?
Well, this is where it got interesting. So he was coming over probably about a month after I'd been to Sydney. It was all booked in. I'd bought him a concert ticket. We were going with all the mates from work. I'd paid a deposit, which he knew about, at a winery to go to. It was all happening. I spoke to him on the Wednesday night. He's like, can't believe I get to come. So excited. All good. I'd bought
him
all these.
He was saying that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, two nights before?
No, this is a week and two nights before.
Oh, a week and two.
Right. So I'd bought him all these goodies. Wednesday night, so excited. Then
clean the sheets?
Yep. Then the Thursday, Friday, didn't really hear from him, and that was going into the long weekend, so I thought he might be away with his mates or something, but
he's
it was
got
really
a business
weird.
And stuff, so
yeah,
he could
it was just
busy.
Weird not to hear from him because we had been talking so much. And then that whole weekend went by, I didn't hear from him. Then the Monday, Tuesday, like I'd send a couple of messages, phone calls, nothing. Then that Wednesday night, so this is now the Wednesday before he's supposed to come, I still hadn't heard from him, so it's now been a week.
And you spent money, bought tickets, and he knew all
that. And it's not about the money. It was just like the emotional side of it, because then I'm like, what have I done wrong?
You've gone from full on
to nothing.
To you hearing nothing.
Yeah. And so then I've texted him. I was like, what is going on? Like, this is not fun for me. Have you ghosted me? Just can you be straight up? Because I've got a pretty thick skin. I work with you guys. There's nothing he could have said in a message that would have been worse than just nothing.
And did you say to him in a message, like, if something's happened or you're not keen or whatever, just let me know?
100%. I said, if you're not into this, I totally get it. We're in different states. Like, it's all good. I'm okay with that. But can you just let me know? I feel like I'm being annoying. He goes,
and how old's this bloke?
My age, 30.
So he's 30. He was a really nice, decent fellow.
I kept saying to my friends, he's so lovely. No, when I was in Sydney, he drove me around, introduced me to all his friends. Like, he was super into me as well. And so then he texts me that Wednesday night, so it's now been a week since I've heard from him, and he said, sorry, had a bit on, it's nothing you've done, I'll call you tomorrow and we'll talk it out.
So that was, is that the
this
last
you've
heard?
This is the Wednesday heard? Before he's supposed to fly in on the Friday, so
is
2 days
Is that the last
before,
you've heard from him?
And that is the last I've heard.
You're joking. Oh.
So on the Friday, he was supposed to fly in on the afternoon, so I sent him this really long message being like, this isn't very fair, it's been 3 months of my life where I've been seeing you. Like I'd said no to dating other people. Like I was, we were pretty exclusive.
Mm.
And then he just, I still have never heard from him.
So and this is what you termed ghosting. Yeah.
So I got completely ghosted. That's, not even a text message to say, hey, sorry, I've seen someone else and I'm seeing someone else. I'd be like, yeah, cool. Thanks for letting me know.
So this happens out there in everywhere in the world these days, does it?
Since it's happened to me, I've never had it done to me before.
Yeah, but was this a known term, like ghosting?
It is. Now I've done all this research and I'm like, wow, ghosting is a thing. And girls do it too. It's not. I'm not blaming guys, but it's so inhumane. It is actually horrific.
Is this a snapshot of the type of people that we are turning into in society
these days? I think so, because it's just easier. He didn't have the heart probably to call me, because I honestly think he's probably met someone else or whatever, which is fine. I get it. But just call me and tell me that.
We can just text you. It's not going to hurt him texting you.
Yeah, so you're living in this lull of not knowing what you've done, not knowing what's happened to him. And, like, he was so lovely that I do think, like, I shouldn't, because I want to hate him, and all my friends, like, just hate him, just block him, but like I care, I want to know, like I want to know what happened.
Yeah. You know he's not dead or in jail.
No, because he's still posting all photos on social media. He's still working every day. Like, he's alive and kicking.
And didn't you say you can see he's still looking at your social media?
He's still looking at my social media Instagram stories.
Which makes it even worse. I just don't get this stuff. And the fact that we accept, like, I'd be shattered if that was my son doing something like that.
And he's got two sisters. And I'm like, imagine if someone did that to one of his sisters. I've met the sisters. Like,
so you met everyone?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I just don't know what happened. And I'm still so muddled by the whole experience.
Can we ask the Metros about this later on? Because they're in that age group.
The boys,
Why do they think, I know we all want to do things easier than the hard things in life.
Yeah, there's so many stories of girls on dates and the guy will go, oh, my parking's about to expire, I'm just going to go move my car. And just goes.
What?
Yes, it happens all the time.
You're kidding.
Because they can't have tough conversations.
Say you're not interested and move on.
Is it because now you don't talk on phones these days, you don't talk face-to-face, a lot of it's communicated by text or by social media, that you haven't had the experience of having tough conversations? So, and people, coupled with the fact that people are more anxious, they won't have tough conversations anymore. Is that what it is, or are people just weak?
I don't know, but we'd even had the conversation about ghosting, and he's like, that is just so dog how guys do that.
Oh,
and said that to me.
What?
Maybe he is just
that's
a
why
dog.
This is so upsetting, because I'm just
You've
like, what
had
happened?
That conversation.
Yep. Yeah, we had the conversation about ghosting.
It's incredible.
I'm not trying to laugh, Wag, but
it's just incredible.
Yeah.
So are you shattered?
I was totally shattered when it happened. Yeah. And you guys lived through it. You saw my excitement of him coming that weekend and stuff. So
and
I was really
shattered.
I'm over
of him.
It now.
He looked like a good fella.
Yeah, and I just want to text him and be like, can you just send back one message and explain yourself? But then you look crazy and
Let's
you look like
him.
You're still
Let's
into
get
him.
Let's him on.
Yes, my God, tap out.
You got his number? I'm going to go around and see him.
Let's ask the Metros. You sure he wasn't in that Anon thing? That
Has he been locked away?
Fresh
and Ironside.
Did he have a lavish lifestyle like when you were there?
Was he was Italian.
Did he live in Bondi?
Yeah, sure.
The
he was
Rolex
a Sparky.
And the Porsche, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, has this happened to you out there? 133353, or your son or your daughter? This is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ghosting.
It's a disgrace.
It's unbelievable.
Sucks. Boys be better.
Yeah. Ghosting, Ruth. A whole new world to be.
What did we used to do back in our day?
You had to make the hard call, didn't you? You had to have the hard conversation.
Not really.
I got told many times.
Let's go to South Adelaide. G'day, Jane.
Hey, how you going?
Have you been ghosted, Jane?
Apparently. I didn't know it had a name until you spoke about it then.
You just got burnt and just didn't know it was called ghosting?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what happened, Jane?
I've been with someone for 19 months, every single weekend together.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, he just went home, and that was it. Never heard from him.
How old is he?
We're early 60s.
Early what?
60s.
60s?
Yeah.
So even a bloke in his 60s hasn't got the guts to front you and talk to you?
No, that's right. Yeah.
Wow. Now, how's it left you feeling about it?
Pretty devastated, but anxious, keeping me going, so it's good.
But tell me, if you were to see him now, would it be, no, mate, you've let me down, or do you think you could reconcile and get back together? Like, has it left a real bad taste in your mouth?
Absolutely. possibly have. Could you ever trust someone that does that to you?
Yeah.
Every time they would ever go home again, it's like, oh, am I
going to
be from you?
But so, do you worry about him, Jane? Do you think perhaps there's something wrong with him, or, you know, he might have mental health issues, or, you know, anything at all? Are you worried like that?
Yes. I think there is some issues, especially when I, you know, when you take that step back and analyse things and you think, yeah, there's something going on. So
how have you tried to contact him?
Well, after I sent messages and there was just nothing coming back.
Yeah.
4 days later, I got a call, just said, oh, I've got bad news. And that was it. Bad news. So I knew what bad news was, so I just hung up and that was it. But he's contacting all my friends saying, oh, you better check that she's okay.
Oh, that's nice at least. But
oh, yeah, real kind. Yeah.
Well, at least he's thinking of you.
Oh, well, sorry to hear your story, Jay.
Mm.
Not easy when you get to, well, I hate to use the word dumped, but you know what I mean, a break up or told don't come Monday, whatever.
So it's not just young people doing it.
No. Come on, fellas. Come on, have boys. The guts. Just front people bloody and talk hell. About it.
If you don't like them, just tell them.
Hmm.
Yeah, well,
have the hard conversation.
Ghosting in 2021. There you go.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
These boys have done all of that. Sam, our audio guy. G'day, Sam.
Hello.
The man who throws us under the bus every Friday with the best of. We've got Flack from production. How are you, Flack?
Morning, boys.
And Nails from sales. Nails, how's the Congo mining situation going?
Yeah, it's going all right, boys. It's heading back up in the right direction, about 19 cents.
So. Right. What'd you buy them at?
13 cents.
13.
It'll be 40 cents by Christmas, boys.
Oh yeah.
Not financial advice, by the way. But
on a farmer wants a wife, the word connection gets used too much in the share industry. Something's always going to be a certain price by Christmas. Yeah. It'll be a dollar by Christmas.
Have you got any other cents anything else for it? Any speculative?
I don't today, boys. All right. But yeah, I'll do some research.
No, that's all right.
Week.
We'll sit on it for a while. Now, Alice told us a terrible story. It was a serious one, Roo, wasn't it? Earlier on.
Yeah, she met with a guy. Everything was going very, very well, and then all of a sudden, just didn't hear from him.
Flew to Sydney twice. Spent the weekends. Met all his friends. Met his sisters. Like, this is quite serious.
Yeah, really deeply involved. Speaking
he was
on the
meant
phone
to then fly into Adelaide.
Yep.
Didn't turn up.
And but
nothing.
But still on his social media, still checking her out on social media, doing everything other than communicating with that very person.
Hasn't spoken to her, hasn't explained why.
Nothing.
It's gone from talking every day for an hour and
ghosting.
Flying into state to see each other to zero.
Does this happen out there?
What is wrong with the young generation? Flack, surely this isn't the right thing to do.
You wouldn't have done it.
Oh, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I've done it plenty of times and had it done to me plenty of times.
What do you mean you've
it's
done just, it?
It's the easiest way to get out of a relationship.
Is that how you live your life? Just do what the easiest thing is?
Yeah.
That's exactly. Well, you'll get nowhere in life with that attitude, young man.
Yeah. Thank you, Uncle Roo.
Give us an example of what you've done.
Yeah, give us an example of how when you've been really
how weak.
Weak
you are.
Oh, you might go on a couple of dates for maybe 3 weeks, but you just go, you know what, this isn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then rather than have the, you know, chat or the text like, hey, this isn't going anywhere, you just stop replying. It happens all the time.
That doesn't make it right. Why don't you set an example? And
when you say it's happened to you as well, didn't it leave you feeling terrible?
When you got dumped.
Yeah. I sent her like, I probably triple dropped in text messages, so I probably looked
what
like
does
a bit
that
of a,
mean?
I sent 3 different text messages going, hey, haven't heard from you in a day. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah.
And she never replied, and that was like 3 years ago.
Well, you deserve that.
Yes.
The way you've treated people, you deserve it.
Sorry, but welcome to 2021. This is what happens in relationships.
So you're saying it happens all the time.
All
so
the time.
Fellas that you knock around with, it's just the common thing. They just go, yeah, just ghosted her.
Well, I'm very happily in a relationship now, so I don't knock around with the boys anymore.
Well, she might ghost you.
I hope she does.
Nails?
Well, I didn't know this was a thing until today, but...
bullshit.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's different if you're on Tinder and you've, you know, had a few chats on there or whatever. But I think in Alice's case, if, you know, you've been seeing someone for 3 months, you can't, as tempting as it is to just, you know, take the easy way out and... You know, not talk to her. I think you've probably got to own it, don't you? And
a little bit. Yeah.
As much as it sucks, but
I would have thought you're right there, Nails.
So we've actually met a decent fella here in
Nails. So we've got Flack,
and then
decent.
We've got Nails.
I've got other good traits.
Like what?
You've got to talk to Sam first.
Righto, Sam. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I think what this guy's done to Alice is really bad. I don't think I've done it to anyone. I think normally you write back or say, have the conversation. So what she should do is try and rekindle the relationship, get back with him, get him back on board, and then just ghost him.
Revenge.
The double ghost.
Yeah. But when she mentioned it, I thought she was talking about the ghostie. You know, when you pull a ghostie, you go to a party, you're having a good time, and then you just leave. Oh. I do that. Yeah. I do that.
Actually, I do that all the time. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, because otherwise it can be too hard to leave.
Yeah.
All of your mates go, "You're not going anywhere. Yeah. Come on, have one more." And you just want to get out. You know you have to leave. You've got to get out.
It's a bad trait, Dits.
Oh!
But is it a bit easier than saying see you, is it, mate?
Exactly. You're a shocker, Dits. You're an absolute shocker.
Yeah, really, mate. Right.
There I am sitting at the bar.
Wrap it up.
He'll be back, Dits. Wrap it up. I wondered what happened at Port Lincoln Cup all those times when I was looking for you. You've been in bed.
Yeah, it was sleeping. My shout. Yeah, all right.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, boys. When you've got kids in the house, as you have, you're always seeing things online these days. TikTok's a big thing with the
social
kids,
media,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're always showing us different messages and different things. Anyway, apparently this one's quite old, but it's going berserk again at the moment. It's doing the rounds. It's going viral, as that's the word the kids use. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is a lady who's turned 110 in the United States, and the local TV news reporter is interviewing her.
Sassy, you say you're a little tired this morning, is that right?
I am tired.
I heard your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Now, it just made me think, does she do breakfast radio? Because that's how we feel.
How old was she?
110.
110?
And it's basically, can you rack off and leave me alone?
I just want to die, basically. She didn't even want her birthday. 100 plus GST, you should celebrate that.
Because often at sort of 6 o'clock at night, Kate will say to me, do you want to go to the pub for tea? And I go, no.
Oh, come on. Leave me alone. Other way around, I think, there. Good on you, Flossie. Have a happy birthday.
Joe Ricciuto
on Roo and Dits for breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
As I said, Roo, this is an amazing prize for school holiday time, isn't it?
Well, AFL Max is a great indoor stadium down at the airport. You can go in there, you kick the footy, play, have birthday parties. You can entertain each other down there for hours and hours. And parents can sit up there and have lunch and have a drink and have a coffee or whatever and entertain the kids while it's pouring with rain, which it's going to be for the next couple of days.
Now, if we rang your house right now, is he up? Is he out of bed? What's going on?
We'll find out.
It is school holiday.
Are you there,
time.
Joe?
Yep.
Oh, hey, morning, Joe.
How are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
I thought you'd still be in bed.
Well, I was, but then Mum woke me up.
Mum woke you up. Said, get out of bed. You got to earn your money. And that was one of your stop start keeps from the other day to start doing your jobs, wasn't it?
Yes. But, Dad, I never even get any money.
We look after him. Feed
now, Joe, did you enjoy Stop, Start, Keep? Did you get something out of it?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got a little bit out of it, Joe. You were pretty good.
Can you remember what you wrote down? What do you want to start doing? What do you need to start doing? Do you remember what you wrote down?
Need to start. No, I don't remember.
Homework, doing your homework.
Oh, doing your homework.
Yeah. Stop being annoying.
Yeah. Stop being annoying, Rocco had stopped picking his nose.
Yeah.
Has he started wearing jocks yet?
No.
No, he said he was going to. All right, now, how many jokes have you got?
Two.
Oh, beauty. All right, what's the first one?
I used to be addicted to Hokey Pokey, but I turned myself around.
Good one, Joey. It's a good one.
Well done. Right, it's a good song to learn in the school holidays too, Joe.
Hokey pokey, and I turn myself
around. My left leg in and my left leg out. Righto, what's your second joke?
What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
What did the drummer call his twin daughters? What did he call them?
And a one and a two.
Oh, Joe, the holidays have been good to you, mate. Well, a couple of weeks off, you're freshened up, couple of good gags there.
Yep. Now, what are you going to do today, Joe?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, get down and help Mitch dig that trench for me, please.
Yep.
Okay. All right, mate.
All right. Good on you, Joe. Bucks. Thanks, mate.
Yep.
Joe Ricciuto on Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
All right, time to go to the Kids of Adelaide route.
Let's go to Scotch College where Blake goes to school. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
How are you, Blake? What are you up to on school holidays?
Not much.
Not much? You nearly run out of ideas?
Yeah. You're not... I'm going to the snow soon.
You're going to the snow?
Nice. Beautiful. Whereabouts are you going to?
Falls Creek.
Oh,
so what do you have next week off school?
Yeah.
Oh, so what are you going to get 3 or 4 weeks holidays in one go?
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, how old are you, Blake?
7.
So you in year 3?
No, 2.
Oh, yeah. Right, oh, grade 2. Good on you, mate. All right, have you got a joke for us?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Moo!
good on you, Blake. Have a great trip to the snow, mate. Good luck there. Let's head to Austin. G'day, Austin.
Hi.
What school do you go to, Austin?
Warradale Primary.
Warradale Primary. Is that a good school?
Yeah.
How's your school holidays been?
Really fun.
Really fun. That's good. What sort of things have you done? What's been really fun?
VR... Today I'm having a play date with some of my friends that I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, good.
All my very first friends.
Oh, your very first ones. Fantastic. Oh, wow.
Well done.
I met him in kindergarten.
Pardon? Then what?
I met him in kindergarten.
Kindy. That's where a lot of great friendships have done.
Right.
Mm, all right. Tell us your gag. Thanks, Austin.
What is a tornado's favourite game to play?
What is a tornado's favourite game to play? What?
Twister.
Good on you, Austin. Well, your kids were very, very funny this morning.
Well
you
done.
Both get a family pass to AFL Max.
Just quickly, Roo, I like from time to time, you and I like to pick up on these useless PhDs. You know that universities do. We spend all of this money on, you know, researching why mosquito buzzes or something like that. And you think millions of dollars have been thrown at this. I've found another one. A lady, a professor, her name's Ella Shamahi. She's a professor, has done a PhD on handshaking. Because of the pandemic worldwide, she's looked at people, and obviously we don't shake hands. Or we're not, you know, you're meant to touch elbows and all that, but we've gone back to shaking hands, haven't we?
Well, here we have.
Yeah. Anyway, she's done, would you believe, it's not the first time, I didn't realise this, it's not the first time that we haven't been allowed to shake hands. It's actually happened over time in history. So in the 1800s, there was a cholera outbreak around the world. No handshaking. The government's clamped down on it. So it's actually happened before.
Yep.
But she's actually delved deeper into that. Do you know, handshaking goes back to medieval times. Now, you think about this. Why do we shake hands as a greeting, right? Who thought of it? Why did you do it
it's
first?
It's a respect thing, isn't it?
No. It started out because in medieval times, you had to prove that you didn't have a sword. So you had to touch and shake hands. I haven't got a sword or a dagger hidden up my sleeve.
Right.
So you shake hands, and that's how you prove that, okay, I can trust you
I haven't got a knife in my hand.
No. And then it went
what
on to...
What about your other hand?
Well, maybe they shook both hands. I don't know. But she's found all this stuff out
so
for us.
This PhD is where, wasn't useless then?
It wasn't useless. It goes back to medieval times. Yeah, but I just wonder, how many pages and words can you write about that? I mean, because you did... A PhD usually takes about a year.
30 seconds.
And she's also worked out... She's a paleoanthropologist, by the way.
What?
Whatever that means. Whatever that does. And 60% of people sniff their hands after shaking hands because we're untrustworthy. Yeah.
60%?
60% she has found. People are a bit untrustworthy.
Let's do a little stat in here. I don't sniff my hand.
I don't.
Of course not.
No.
Well, it must be those three outside.
Mm. Anyway, as I said, it was useless information and she's been paid a lot of money to do this.
Taxpayer money getting well spent again there, Dits.
There you go. Oh, what's making news around the nation as far as COVID's concerned, Roo? Some of us have a big yawn, but it's important information, though. Now,
it's massive.
With what's happening in New South Wales, the lockdown, so people aren't working, businesses are shut, so they've gone into another sort of JobKeeper situation over there, and ScoMo is helping out.
The other thing we have agreed to do is to provide a direct payment to businesses up to a turnover of $50 million a year. That payment will be made. It's modelled on the program we did with the cash flow boost last year, which you'll remember we made payments of between 10,000 and 50,000 over a 3-month period.
Now, ScoMo, what he's done is the whole package is worth $1.5 billion for New South Wales. Mm. So Victorian Premier Dan Andrews, who hasn't had a good run of it lately, has come out and said, I'm sick of this. He said, we in Victoria, we have to beg for scraps. I'm sick of New South Wales getting all the money. Turns out Victoria got more than what New South Wales did.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he hadn't quite done his sums. And
how could you do that?
I know. He said his exact quote, we have to beg for scraps. Well,
because when they had JobKeeper, that's when Melbourne had the extended lockdown. Yeah. So that just kept getting extended.
Yeah. So they got more than anybody. Yeah. So there you go, Dan.
Far out. Tail and Ben, we spoke yesterday about the removalists that come from Melbourne, went to across the border, went down to McLarenvale, unloaded the gear for 5 hours and took off. We said, how the hell did they not stop anywhere? Well, they stopped at Tail and Ben. And we know now that if you're at the Tail and Ben Roadhouse between 5:20 and 7 p.m. on July the 9th, that you have to isolate. There's 32 people that are isolating at the moment. They're chasing up another 44. So if you're at Tail and Ben on July the 9th between 5:20 and 7 p.m., please go and get tested and isolate.
Ostentatious drinks at that joint. Cooler bar.
You've
never seen a cooler bar. Right? Do you want to go, Anna? And Veggie might come too.
Does he really?
At the cooler bar. The cooler bar cafe.
All right, Tail and Ben, there you go. In the news for the wrong reasons. And we love Karen from Brighton, but this song she sang a couple of months ago hasn't aged well.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. Locked up inside the house, it really blows my mind. Whatever happened to our state? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice. It used to be so good. Oh, can you hear me, Gladys? Can you hear me? SOS. Your QR system and your contact traces. SOS. Business is done. I don't think we can all carry on. Yes, we're done. But I suppose we just must carry on. Sydney's so far away. We really need you here.
She keeps going on about Gladys has handled the COVID period much better than Victoria. Well, not so much now.
I must learn to pronounce the end of my words the way Karen does, to say every letter.
All right.
Yes. All right.
Karen from Brighton.
Pronunciation.
Karen from Brighton. Yeah. She'll be out walking now. Got the metros coming up very shortly, Dits. They're going to talk about ghosting. Is this happening a fair bit out there in society after what Alice went through with what we all thought was a really good lad from interstate? Just
it was a terrible story. He's just left her hanging.
He did. There's someone on the Automasters text line on 0488 51 047. Please, Ruined Dits, call and prank him. Revenge is sweet. The karma bus is about to leave Triple M. Someone else, he's a dog, Alice. We're not all like that. By the way, do you want to go out in the day? There you go. We can sort you out there, Alice. It's a pretty weak act. Someone else is saying name and shame him. Plenty of it about that. We've got Roo's horse, not bluffing. Finished 12 and a half lengths from the winner on Saturday. We have to send him to Dr. Richard Wells, who gave me the snip to make him run faster. Thanks, Bill. Dits is when we talked about registration, we're doing silly rules.
Yeah.
And then someone said we should just pay a little bit extra at the petrol station.
Yeah, instead of paying rego, this fella, Dave it was, from Glenelg, he said, what if you just paid an extra couple of cents for every litre of petrol, and then you won't have the dodgers out there that don't pay their rego? Yeah.
We'll discriminate against country people because they cover a lot more kilometres to pay more when you fill up your chainsaw.
Yes.
And what about when your missus and kids borrow the car, all this sort of stuff? So covered a fair bit off there on the text line today.
All right, the metros, the boys from around the office are going to join us shortly. We want to get to the bottom of this ghosting because it's giving fellas a bad name. Is it the young generation of today, are they too frightened to have a hard conversation, or what's the story?
Not sure. 0488 51 047 is the text line.
Thanks to Automasters. Can't remember the last time your brakes were checked. It's been too long then. Call Automasters. Ruined Dits for breakfast on Triple M. It's 8:38.
Roo, crazy rules. We've covered this before, actually, but they keep bobbing up. And I was watching Ash Barty win Wimbledon the other night, and it made me think, in this world of COVID and the pandemic, she had to walk down the corridor, the long walk, to get to centre court with her opponent, Carolina Pliskova, and they're wearing face masks. And they weren't actually that close to each other, a couple of metres apart, but they're all wearing face masks down in the depths underneath Wimbledon there. And then they walk out into centre court and there's thousands of people sitting next to each other on top of each other with no masks on. And I thought, what a dumb thing.
Same as the footy.
What a dumb rule.
When you move around, you got to wear a mask, but when you sit down, you don't.
Now, not, isn't that crazy? Alice is with us.
Not to ruin this segment, but there's a reason for it. It's because of COVID tracing.
What do you mean?
So at the footy, if you're in your seat, I know if I'm sitting next to Rue and then I've got you on the other side, they know who sat next to each other because of your ticketing. So you can take your mask off so they can trace it back
to... You can still spread it though.
You can, but then I know you. If I've got it, you all have to isolate contacts. And you can get close contacts. If you've just gone to the toilet and you're not wearing your mask, they don't know who you've touched or where, how close you've been to anyone. They can't track it.
Is that why?
That's but what
why.
About the stupid rules sense. When they can out there, been out there, but out there playing all day and then go in and sing the song and they've got to either put masks on or can't put their arms around
another dumb
each
rule.
Other.
Yeah, these are dumb rules. So I saw that the other night watching whichever team it was, all wear masks to sing the song.
Or the coaches all week coaching around each other and around the players, but then when they sit in the coach's box, they've got to put masks
There's
on.
There's another dumb rule. There's another dumb rule.
There's plenty of
Now,
them.
I'm going to digress here. I just want to go off on a tangent slightly. Other dumb rules, because I want people to comment on anything, but a lot of them are to do with the pandemic. A lady at an airport, this has gone viral. She's worked out a way. She was on a cheap flight, and she was only allowed a certain amount of luggage. So what she's done is she's shoved all of this stuff up her shirt, and she looks pregnant, right? But
brilliant.
And she shared it, saying, how clever am I? And she got away with it. She's got the big belly. It was full of clothes. And this has made me think before. We have talked about this. So let's say for round figures, I'm 100 kilograms.
Yep.
But I sit next to a person who's 120 kilograms.
Yep.
But I get done at the check-in because I'm 5 kilos over with my hand luggage and I have to pay, not a fine, but what are you, paying for extra baggage. I could say, well, weigh my extra 5 kilos. So total, what I'm putting on the plane is now 105 kilos. Yeah. But I'm sitting next to a person that's 120 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
Are they weighing the plane down more than what I am?
But you can't discriminate against people with
weight. No, but it's about safety. It's about how much weight is in the air for that plane. It's payload, they call it. Isn't that a stupid rule, though? Because collectively, that person who's 120 kilos plus their luggage is a lot heavier than me plus my luggage. But I'm paying for it.
Yeah,
is that a stupid rule?
Well, they have to have a certain amount, though, don't they? You can't.
I want everyone to get on the scales with their suitcase.
No matter
suitcase,
what, you can't be any more than 140
with your suitcase. And therefore, surely so
doesn't that discriminate against fat people?
No, it's all about the load of the plane.
They can't take any luggage then.
You got to take less.
Or their left leg.
Well, why? No. My question to the airlines is, why am I paying? Sorry, yeah, chop your leg off. Why am I paying for oversized, overweight luggage? And I might only be 75 kilos. What if you're a jockey and you're traveling interstate and they go, oh, your bag's overweight, sir? You go, hang on. I'm 50 kilos.
I see your point, but I don't think you can discriminate against size of people.
Alice, you've raised a point too. The carbon emissions thing, when you book a flight online now, what's that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. I never pay it because I'm a bad
either.
Person. But it's like an extra $1.50 and this plane won't help the world or something.
And,
and it's like, well, how is me paying $1.50 helping the fact that the plane will let off smoke?
I think then they go and buy carbon credits.
Oh, but do they?
Well, I don't know if anyone checks. Probably they probably don't check, but... Yeah. Then the greenie at the airline company would probably make sure it does, but that's what they'd do. I'm not sure it helps the planet much.
You guys will judge me for this, but it was one of the worst moments of my life. I was a little bit dusty on a Sunday morning getting on a flight and my hand luggage was a kilo over. So they said you have to pay $50 and put it underneath, which I was not happy about.
Even though you'd spent $300 on booze the night before.
So I'd done that with gritted teeth. And then I watched the family behind me who got told the same thing. So they said, oh, leave it with us and we'll go repack. I watched them go and repack and they just took out all their heavy stuff and left it on the seats while they got their luggage weighed.
Sneaky.
So sneaky, but because I was a little bit grumpy, I dobbed them in.
So
you
they put the stuff.
Family.
Well, they put the stuff back in there. And you dobbed them in.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
I know.
You are terrible.
But it's against the rules. Why do I have to pay $50 and then they don't? And then we're all getting on the same plane with the same luggage.
Bet you got on well with them on the flight.
Nah, they weren't happy.
Gee whiz.
Wag. Oh, what is going on?
Alice the dobber.
133353. You got any mail or do you want to come back?
You got a rule, Mel?
I've got a stupid rule.
Yeah.
So we're renting and we've rented the same house for a long time, years. We're excellent tenants, of course. Just look at me. We're good people.
Yeah.
And over 5 years, we still have a rental inspection every 3 months.
You've been there 5 years?
Yeah. So that's what?
You might turn...
20 inspections.
You might decide to start producing ice.
Well, I might have to afford a home.
You might start putting in a marijuana grow house just to pay the bills in COVID.
Over 4 years, I lulled them into a false sense of security.
Right. Yes.
Now they branch out into crime.
We've got them undercover. They're just going to check on us in a year's time now. So, Danny, ring your dopey mates and we'll put
time to get the alfoil out around that spare room.
All right, 133353, crazy rules. As I said, most of them are to do with the pandemic at the moment, but there could be something else, like Mel just mentioned. Crazy rules that are driving you nuts. All right, we are discussing crazy rules. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of them, as you pointed out, Roo, with the footy at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, they are. Let's go to Glenelg East. G'day, Dave.
G'day, fellas. Fellas, I concur with Ditz with the weight on the plans.
Oop.
Same issue, but mine is down to fuel, guys. If I've got a car that's, say, a 2,000 Holden, and Roo's got a car that's a 2,000 Holden, I do 50 k's a week. He does 250 k's a week. We still pay the same registration. So my idea is user pays. What happens is you put a surcharge at the petrol pump. So the guy that drives more pays more. The guy that drives less. And what happens is it also stops people avoiding paying registration and driving around with unregistered cars.
Yeah.
Because what they've got to do is buy fuel.
So how do they measure how much you pay? Who does that?
Well, I got the
that?
Idea from years ago in Roo from Broken Hill when the state government put a 4x4 on as a road tax, so they put 4 cents on every litre. And back then it was about a similar. But what you do is you'd equate it over 20,000 k's a year, what the car did. See, it might come back to 5 or 6 cents, but and on that 6 cents, there's no tax and there's no GST to be payable either.
So you're saying you pay your rego through your petrol price. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's actually not a bad idea. And not, as he's saying here, Dave, that then people won't avoid...
So you just still get your plates and everything. Yeah, you've still got your car actually registered
but people
and
won't,
can track it.
People won't drive around unregistered because you're paying for it as you go. Every time you fill up with fuel, you're paying your rego.
Have to ever think about that, but might have legs.
All right. Talking about crazy rules, there have been a lot of strange ones. I'm still with this pandemic, Roo, going to Adelaide Oval, as you and I do. I walked across the bridge. A lot of people have raised this. You walk across the bridge, very, very crowded, and you don't have a mask on. But as soon as you get inside the Adelaide Oval gates, put your mask on.
Yeah. I think
wouldn't the damage have already been done?
Well, probably would have, Ditz. I might have to say when you leave your home on the way to the footy, wear it the whole way then.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go to Bridgewater. G'day, Richard.
Morning, blokes. My stupid rule is why they've legislated that politicians get a pay rise, but we're not even going to keep up with inflation over the next 3 years.
Yeah,
they got $11,000 pay rise the other week.
Yeah, and they tend to do this quite regularly, don't they, Richard? They regulate it themselves.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yep.
You know, put money in their pockets, and no wonder they can't relate to the Mr. Joe Blow on the street because they got earning too much money.
Yeah, good one, Richard. Roo, how can we do this? Could there be some sort of independent panel that says when they can get their pay rise?
I don't know.
At the moment, they give it to themselves.
Yeah, that's quite
wish,
right.
Wish I had that system.
Yeah, exactly right. We'd do the same. Let's go to Semaphore. G'day, Debbie.
Hi, Roo. Hi, Deb. Hey, ladies. How you going?
Good. Yeah, you've covered everyone, Debbie.
Good on you, Deb.
I reckon when the ladies are saying about how you pay for the environmental extra to fly and all that kind of stuff.
Carbon credits.
So I reckon the big companies, right, so you know when you go and pay your bill and they'll say, oh, do you want to put an extra 60 cents to raise it up to, you know, an even amount or whatever, or 5 cents, whatever the amount might be, and you normally go, oh, no, you know, kind of thing, and pay your bill. I reckon whoever does pay that, the companies get all those donations, and then the companies can use that what they send to the to tax the nations. They can use that end result to get a tax reduction on their overall bill.
Well, I think you they do, saying? Don't they? Don't if you donate if you're a business and you donate money to charity over what is it? I don't even know what it is. A couple hundred bucks or $2 or something. It is tax free, isn't it?
Well, it does go off your tax bill or your tax claims and stuff, but it's our money that we're giving to the companies, the extra to round up our dollars, but they make us feel risk or guilty, you know, some people do it, some people don't, that make you feel guilty if you don't pay that extra 60 cents or whatever the total might be to round up. It's actually your dollars.
Yeah, I understand your point. Yep. Yeah, you're giving it and they're getting the tax deduction.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that might be a bit tricky.
All right, no, good point, Debbie.